Hello.
Yo, what's up, Nathan?
What's up, Robert? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. So, welcome to the New Gen Podcast, man.
Yeah, this is live,
nah, man. So, I guess for the people listening on air or wherever you're listening this at, whatever's going on, this is Nathan. He lives in San Antonio. It's a town that I live close to, so me and him connected, and he's also a CEO of his marketing agency as well. He's making some big moves as well, which is good. So we bonded on that pretty quickly, and I got him on the podcast just to talk a little bit and just to see what's going on.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure to be here. I mean, running into you on the Facebook group, you know, about social media marketing. That was just like a big blessing, you know. Came across a good friend that probably wouldn't have found anywhere else, and he's like the only person I could talk business with. So I'm pretty excited to be here.
Man, that's cool. That's cool. So for the people that don't know you, just tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah. So like you said, my name is Nathan Montes. I run my own social media marketing agency. It's called Magic Power Media. I currently am in college. I started off, you know, broke college student. I was playing baseball at the time. And, you know, I was playing baseball in college. And, you know, it was just like, man, I'm broke. I don't want to, like, I knew baseball wasn't going to be my life like forever. Like,
right.
I knew baseball eventually comes to
right.
an end, and like, although like I played it my whole life and I loved it to death, you know, it's just, I was like, you know what, like, I know I'm not going to the major leagues. Like I may be good, but I'm not that good. So it's just coming to that realization to where baseball is not going to make me money now, like it, whatever, paying for school, but not after. So I didn't want to, you know, eventually go into, you know, a situation where I'm just another slave to the world, you know, being 9-to-5 jobs. Like, I know people who hate their jobs with college degrees, and I know tons of people that have college degrees, and they are
miserable,
you know, miserable, work a job that they hate, and they have to do it because they have to provide for their family. So, you know, while I'm young, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to go back to play baseball. I'm going to stay here, take like a small amount of classes so I can try and focus on this business.
Right.
And once I really scale it to be as big as I want it to, which is coming pretty fast right now, I'm hitting a pretty nice little growth spurt.
Sorry for cutting you off, but I was just gonna say, for the people that don't know, Nathan just he was having a little struggle there in the beginning, kind of getting some clients like most people do. But big news, he just locked in two big clients this past week. So that's a pretty big accomplishment. Whenever you're first getting into social media marketing, that's like the first big win, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely a big win, especially like since I should have closed a client previously, and I messed up on my terms where, like, I didn't take a contract into the meeting, and then this man changed his mind, and, you know, I just had to learn from that. So the next times I was ready, I went in close two on the same day, and That was just a big accomplishment. So I was pretty happy.
That's
about
awesome,
that.
Man. That's awesome. So for, like I said, for the people that are just out there listening and they're like, what are y'all talking about? Social media marketing, you know, I just don't get it. I'm not getting what you're saying. So basically what social media marketing is, what me and Nathan do, we advertise digitally for small, medium sized businesses, sometimes even large businesses if you can go out and close them. What we do is we run ads for them, whether that be through Facebook, Google AdWords, Snapchat ads, Twitter ads, anything with ads,
Instagram ads,
anything you can possibly think of. And I know for my agency, we do like web design. We do everything you can think of, just a full in-house digital agency. So if you're wondering, man, what are they talking about? That's exactly what we do, just digital advertising. So that's our business model in a nutshell. So yeah, it's a very fun business model if you're good at sales, and if you're not good at sales, you get pretty miserable sometimes, because you're just sitting there wanting to pull your hair out whenever clients aren't, you know, taking the meetings and you're doing all this stuff. But once you get your business running and you get your meetings lined up, it's a pretty fun business model to be a part of.
Oh yeah, no doubt, man. This is the business to be in right now, especially in this day and age, you know, with the social media just taking over. I mean, it's a huge part in everybody's everyday life. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, there's kids on Snapchat, you know, like you got 60-year-old grandparents on Facebook. Yeah. I mean, everybody is on it.
I know for me, one of the biggest things I think when either giving advice to people or, you know, not knowing what they want to do with their life, I always tell them, either you're going to go to college, get a degree, and have that as your backup plan, and then use that to get a job, or you can learn a skill, hone that skill, and really use that one skill that you have to take you bigger places, bigger and further places. And for me right now, marketing is the biggest skill you can attain anywhere. Marketing is the biggest and best skill you can have. Every business needs a marketing, no matter what. Every business model, whether you're a lawyer, dentist, surgeon, you're a real estate agent. I have a real estate client that I have. All these different people, every business model needs marketing and advertising. And if you want to go against that and say, no, you're wrong, well, then you're just dumb and you're going to fall behind in the marketplace, because every business model needs it. So, yeah, like Nathan is right. Marketing is the way to go, because every business needs it. And if they try to, you know, defy you, well, you're like, okay, well, you know, I'll go on to the next business that, you know, wants to grow and knows that marketing is, you know, the best thing to do for your business, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, I look at it this way. You could have the world's best product, but if nobody knows about it, then who cares? Right?
Exactly.
But let's just put it in these terms. Even if you have a mediocre product, but the whole world knows about it, you're going to make more. You're going to be the number one guy in the marketplace just because more people know about you than the other guy that maybe 10 people know about. And he could have a killer service or a killer product or something that could change thousands of people's lives. But since he just doesn't know how to market his brand and or his product, he's going to get left behind. And that's the sad part about some business owners, is like, man, you actually have good services or you actually have a good product, but they're just such, you know, like cynics about marketing and advertising. It's a shame for them.
It's a shame when business owners just don't believe in it too. So like they really don't know what they're missing out on. And it's something that can take your business from one step to like skipping a step, you know, just, you know, making a huge leap, because it's really that big of a deal and it really does that much of a difference.
Exactly. You know, I was off camera, off you know, of the podcast, I was telling Nathan, he was like, hey man, where'd you get your name from? You know, the New Gen podcast. And I told him it's just the new generation of doing things. You know, for us marketers, it's the new generation of running ads on Facebook and Google. That's the new generation. And if we wanna push the market into that area, you know, we have to get away from the old, doesn't always work, like the billboards, you know, the mail letters,
TV ads.
I get about 5 to 6 things in the mail every day. It's like, hey, come get our service, and it just goes straight into the trash. You know, with running a billboard, you get no sign of feedback, no sign of ROI. But if I run a Facebook ad, I see who sees it. I can target them. I know what the ROI is going to be if they go ahead and click through further. I have so much information stacked up on them digitally. Yep. So that's what I meant when, you know, giving the name new gen, you know, because it's the new generation of doing things. The marketplace is moving into the more digital area of things, the internet, you know, it's the internet era. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and be successful in business, I guess you just got to follow, you know, the trends.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing that, I mean, I don't say this personally, I didn't come up with it, but Ty Lopez, millionaire, maybe even billionaire here pretty soon.
You never know.
That's something that he always preaches, you know, catch trends early.
Yep.
Catch trends early and hop on the train because it's going to blow up. And before it gets oversaturated, you want to make sure that you're in there as a dominant force. So you got to get in there before other people do it.
Exactly.
And take all of your business.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that because it's almost like what we do now in marketing, you know, with marketing, social media marketing. All of a sudden in 2018, social media marketing is everywhere now. Everybody's trying to start an agency. Luckily, I got in with, you know, my mentor, Iman Gadji. I can't thank that guy enough for what he's done for me and my business and all that stuff. Luckily, I got in with him like way early into the whole grand scheme of things, because now he's just blown up, you know, where like it's just crazy. Now it's almost starting to get to that saturation point, or maybe it's not, maybe it's not even there yet, but you can start to see a lot of people with social media
you
marketing.
You definitely see it getting more and more involved. I mean, maybe it's because this is the space that we're in, and this is what we're passionate about. But you know, it really is an increase in amount of people doing it, and people growing their own personal brands with it along with it as well. Yeah.
So. And that's also one thing, you know, we might feel that way because that's what we pay attention to. That's the only thing that we pay attention to. But no, I mean, even though it is, there's a lot of people in it now. I feel, you know, like I said, there might not be in the grand scheme of things, but I feel like, let's say there's a lot of people, you can still rise to the top. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk says, I give away 99% of my information because I know that 99% of people are not going to do anything with it. You know, so there could be a thousand people in your city doing social media marketing, but if they're not taking action on any of the stuff that they learn, they're going to stay behind. And if you just take at least a little bit of action, you're going to overpass those. You're just going to run straight past those guys and go to the top. You're going to get all the clients you want, and you're going to have the best lifestyle just because you took action. That's like one of the biggest things that I can preach on with social media marketing, is just taking massive action with what you do.
And like, in the simplest way to put it, it's just say what you're going to do and go out and do it. It's just that simple.
Exactly.
You got to believe in it and just go get it done.
Exactly. And I guess it's one of the biggest things with like a lot of people nowadays is they're like, man, I'm going to start my agency. I'm going to do all this stuff. Uh-huh. And then 2-3 months in, they're like, man, I'm not getting any results. And then you ask them, well, how much are you reaching out to people? How much are you cold calling? And they're like, well, you know, I might do like 30 calls a week or whatever the case may be. And it's like, well, you're not taking action, man. You know, like E-Man says, you can't complain about something not working until you've done it 500 plus times. After that, then you can finally start to judge what's working and what's not working. But yeah, you just got to take action with just anything in the world. You just got to take action. If not, you're not going to see any results.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. If you keep on telling yourself, I want to lose weight, but you don't ever go to the gym, then you're never going to lose the weight. It's just something that, like, you just have to take action on whatever change you want in your life. You have to go out and make it happen.
Exactly. So I'm going to ask you a question. Whenever you're starting up,
okay,
and you were starting an entrepreneurship, and you were like, you know what, I think I'm going to go ahead and start a business. Just what are the thoughts like initially running through your mind that you were like, man, I don't know.
As in, as far as like negative thoughts trying to hold me back?
Nah, just when starting, you're like, man, what is it going to be like? You know, how am I going to do? Just everything. What are all the thoughts running through your head whenever you're about to start your business?
Okay, well, to be honest with you, it took me probably about 2 years before I finally decided to take action.
Dang.
And now I spoke so strongly about this earlier.
Yeah.
You know, just a minute ago, because I went through it. Like, I was in high school, like a junior in high school, and I had already knew that I wanted to own my own business when I grew up,
right,
or whatever, you know, grow up. So I was like, you know what, like, I would do all this research. I would look up all these different things on YouTube, and I would just watch. And, you know, I never did anything about it until, like, finally I was in college and realized I was broke.
Right.
And, like, because, I mean, I was away from my parents, you know. I guess in high school there was no rush.
Right.
You know, I live with my parents. They pay for everything I do, you know, food, gas, money, just everything.
Yeah.
And so when I'm away for school on my own, it all just hit me like, dude, I'm broke. Like, I need to make money.
Yeah.
And then that's when I finally decided, you know what, now's the time. Like, now I have to do it now. There's no if, and, or buts about it. I knew I've always wanted to do it. I know I can
right.
do it. So I was like, you know what? I have to
might
go
as well
for
execute.
It. And that's, yep. And that's when I finally decided to take the leap and, you know, just jump into it.
Hey, I don't know if you're far away from your mic or not, but sometimes it's a little cutting out a bit.
Oh, okay. No. My bad. I'm right here.
It might just be the connection as well. It's the first time we're doing the podcast over the phone. You were actually just hooking it up and doing it like that. We didn't get to meet up today to actually do it in person, but do whatever works. And that's the one thing when starting a business is you can't always wait for everything to be perfect and in line. Sometimes you just gotta run with what you have and just make it up as you go. Like, just with this podcast, you know, you want to get episodes out and you want to get conversations out because, you know, they're going to be quality conversations, but I'm not going to wait till I get a Rode mic in and my perfect headset. I'm not going to wait for Nathan's schedule to clear up and so he can, you know, come down and sit in the studio and, you know, hash out, you know, this whole long conversation. You know, sometimes you just got to say, hey, you know, Nathan, let's hop on a call real quick and let's just bust out a podcast, you know? Same thing with business. Yeah. You know, your company might not write or business cards for your company. Who cares? Still go out and make the phone calls, sell your product, sell your service, and then with the money you get from your customers, fund your business.
Exactly. Now, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, I know for me, I'm pretty sure for you too, you didn't have a website before you got your first client, huh?
No, I mean, I didn't even set up my website till I think like months later.
Exactly. Like, see, like, I don't have a website. I don't have business cards. I mean, I didn't even have like a business card account, like a business bank account when I first started. And you know, it's just like, it's crazy. You just got to go out and get it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I know E-Man, I keep talking about this E-Man guy. But if you don't know him yet, go check him out. His name is E-Man Gadji. He's 18-year-old entrepreneur in London. He's kind of like the whole founder of Six-Figure SMMA, what I'm in, what Nathan's in, what most of the community's in, or I guess you could say like the top tier of social media marketers are in Six-Figure SMMA. I mean, basically, if you're a top social media marketer, you're in that program. So go check him out if you haven't already, or go check him out on Instagram. But I talk a lot about him because he's just done so much for me, giving me so much information. But just like he says, even if you don't know how to fulfill the process, you can still sell the process. and for some of you guys, that might not make sense, but let's say I'm starting an agency and I don't know how to run Facebook ads, right? Who cares? I can still sell my service and figure it out as I go. Because if not, then you're going to take 3 months to learn Facebook ads, and then you're going to sell your service, and then the marketplace is already up and gone. Now they're doing something a little different. So you're always just going to be behind.
Or what's even worse, what would be even worse is if you spend that time to learn Facebook ads and then you realize it's selling, like you can't sell anything. So you're wasting your time.
Exactly.
You know, learning how to do it, and you can't even go in there and make the sale. So the sale is more important, because you can Facebook ads. If worse comes to worse, you could hire someone to do it for you, but you can't hire someone. You can't hire someone to sell your service for you in that fashion, you know.
Exactly. And that's just the thing, and it all comes back to just taking action, just getting up and just taking action. Yeah, you might be an introvert and you're nervous on the phone and you're nervous talking to new people, or you're just not confident in selling, you know. Sometimes you just got to put all that aside and just take action and just make the first phone call. You know, I know when I made my first cold call, I was like, oh man, I don't even know what to say to these people. I don't have a script. I don't have nothing. And literally 5 days later, five days of just taking action, I was able to close my first client at $1,500 a month. Literally 5 days into social media marketing, all I did was just take action for 5 days nonstop. And look what that got me. You know what I'm saying? So it just goes it just goes to show, if you just take action, crazy shit can happen, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all.
I mean, I know Nathan knows him, and he's also in Six Figure SMMA, but Stephen Tran. If you guys don't know who Stephen Tran is, Stephen Tran is a young guy. He's a father of two. He's also in Six Figure SMMA, one of E-Man students, but he was working at a car dealership, and he was just like, man, I'm not seeing my family at all. I'm having to wake up way too early. I'm getting home way too late. I don't even get to eat breakfast with my children. And he's like, and that's killing me inside. So he went to social media marketing to help him fulfill his, his dream of just being able to spend more time with his kids. So he did it. Got E-Man's program, got into the course, and within 40 days, 4-0, a month and 10 days, I say this because what you're about to hear is crazy.
Yeah, you won't believe it.
In 40 days, he closed $52,000 a month in retainers.
A month, guys. Think about that. $52,000 a month.
I don't know what the yearly calculation of that is, but he's making insane amount of money. Not everybody gets that level. I mean, it took
in 40 days.
Exactly. But I talked to him and he's just like, dude, I took action. I took so much action during that 40 days. I didn't stop taking action. I didn't stop doing my work. I just didn't stop. The grind was on all 40 days and it just paid off. I was like, that is insane. And it just goes to show, if I can do it, if he can do it, if other people can do it, like, it's possible. All it takes is for one person to do it, and then for you to see that and know that it is feasible and that it's possible. Like, I thought, I was like, oh man, I closed $1,500 in less than a week. This guy closed $52,000 in 40 days. That's insane.
Yeah, I just did the calculation on that. That's $624,000 a year.
That's insane.
That's more than half a mil. This man is almost to a million. In 40 days, if he scaled up to that much.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm speechless by that. I mean, that's crazy. I'm fortunate enough to do the numbers that I do, and I'm thankful for that. But man, 52,000 a month, that is, that's insane.
Yeah, it's something that we definitely got to work for.
Yeah.
Definitely got to work to get to.
I'm speechless by that still, and I know what it takes to get there, because, you know, it takes a lot of cold calls, it takes a lot of sales, it takes a lot of meetings, and since I know what it takes to get there, I know how hard it was for him to get there. Like, that is extremely hard to do. It's not an easy thing, or else everybody doing social media marketing would be a millionaire in a year, and not everybody even makes, you know, $10,000 in a year.
Yeah. But you see, the thing is about him, what separated him the most is he took the action. He was determined, and he was passionate about it, and he believed in what he was doing.
Yeah.
He believed in that service that he was providing and selling, and I mean, they bought it. They bought into it. And that's just really from him believing in himself and knowing he can do it. And that's just something that a lot of people don't really possess these days. Like, you'll talk to them and they don't even believe in what they're doing.
Exactly. You know? And I know with speaking to him and hearing a little bit about him, he was also tying into what I had mentioned earlier. I've asked him, and he's like, man, I didn't even know how to run Facebook ads when I started. I didn't know how to run one Facebook ad. And I know E-Man, when he talked to him, is like, wow, you didn't know how to run one ad? He was like, no, I had no experience running ads at all. He's like, but I still sold my service, and I just outsourced it to someone. He's like, I have two Facebook ads managers that I pay a small fee a month, and they do it for me. He's like, so it goes to show that you don't have to be an expert all the time with everything. And I mean, it just goes to show, because he was not an expert with Facebook ads, but yet he still sold $52,000 worth. That's insane.
Yeah. Just taking action.
Yeah, he just took action on it. He didn't let, you know, the fear of, oh, are they going to call me out? Or are they going to, they're going to do this? They're going to do that? Nah, man. He just said, screw that. I'm going to go make my money. And that's what he did.
And I'm glad you said that, because no doubt along the way, there's probably a couple that told him, like, get out of my office. Like, you don't know what you're doing or whatever.
Exactly.
And, like no doubt he saw rejection, but who doesn't? It doesn't matter what it is. You're going to get rejected at things. It's just life.
Yeah, and it's basically impossible to go your whole marketing career without getting told no by a business at least once. I mean, there's no way. If you have 100% close rate, I'll go spend a year with you. And yeah, I don't care. I don't care what you're doing. I'll go spend a year with you, drop everything I do to teach me your ways. Cause you're a marketing master. You're a sales master.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. 100% perfect. That's perfect.
But yes, it's what he did is absolutely insane. But I guess with the title, it could be, it's just taking action, because that's a narrative of, you know, this whole thing is just taking massive action. If you don't take action, you're not going to get anything that you want.
Right. And again, it's not just business. It's everything in life, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
like, if
it's everything. Yeah.
No. You want to work, you want to get in better shape, you got to go work out. And you want to get smarter, you got to study. You want good grades, you got to work for them. You know,
exactly.
You want a raise, you got to prove to your boss that you deserve that raise.
Exactly. And now it goes with everything in life. You got to take action. If you're not taking action, you're just not going to get it. But I guess that will wrap it up for episode number 2 with my guest, Nathan. We went on a little bit of a tangent there, but no, we spent a good time as almost 30 minutes what we did. I didn't even feel like 30 minutes.
Not at all.
But I'll definitely have Nathan on the podcast more often. I know me and him became, you know, good friends over this whole thing, whole marketing sphere. And like I said, we do live pretty much close to each other. So I'll have him on the podcast a lot. But be looking out for some new guests on the podcast as well. Like I said, I'm going to try to get 4 of these out a week because I know that the content can and will be valuable to you. So that's what I'm going to do for a week. Nathan, do you have anything you want to plug? Your Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat? Do you want anything?
Check me out on Instagram, NathanMontes_. It's a NathanMontes_. And you can catch me over there. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Go check Nathan out on Instagram, man. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram as well. Official Robert Lopez on Instagram. But until next time, I hope you all are doing well. Take action. Don't be afraid of what people are going to say about you because they're going to say shit anyways. So you might as well just do you.
Yeah.
But until next time.
It's been a pleasure. I love
you guys. Peace.
Bye.
Boom.